Hey guys, it is Wednesday and we are in chapter 14 of Acts. We see Paul and Barnabas continue in their travels today. They preached in another synagogue in Iconium to both Jews and Greeks who came to believe in Christ. But other Jews, as we began to see in the last chapter, stirred up trouble, and so they fled. They went to a place called Lystra. Paul heals a man that was crippled from birth, and after he healed him, chaos ensued. And all of these people in Lystra start calling Paul and Barnabas gods. They start calling them Zeus and Hermes, and Paul and Barnabas responded extremely strong to the people trying to elevate them to a level of being gods. They tore their clothing. And whenever you see somebody in the Bible tear their clothing, it is a showing of anguish. So if it's somebody who loses a loved one or who suffers great loss, they would tear their clothes. And so we see Paul and Barnabas doing the same thing here. They were anguished with the fact that people would try to elevate them in this way. And so they tried hard to convince the people that they were ordinary men and attempted to turn them to the one living God. Some of the Jews, as we will see over and over again, riled up the crowd. They end up stoning Paul and taking him out to the edge of the city to be left for dead. And so Paul and Barnabas travel. They leave that place. They travel to several more cities that we'll read about. And then we see that they return to Antioch. Remember Antioch, the place where they were first called Christians. So there's something I want you to think about today. Going back to the instance where the people tried to elevate Paul and Barnabas and tried to claim that they were gods. You know, Paul and Barnabas could have basked in the glory of being called gods. They could have milked that for everything they were worth. But yet they were so focused on serving God that it doesn't appear that there was any temptation whatsoever for them to fall into the temptation of glory, of popularity, of being worshiped themselves. They were on a mission to point to God, not to themselves. Let's think about our lives. How often do we have the opportunity to point to ourselves, and instead we choose to point to God? You know, I love hearing people when they are complimented or when they are affirmed, point to God, not in a false humility. I think it's important that people learn to receive affirmation. But I love when God is pointed to as the creator of everything good, of the one who gives blessings, not of our own power, not of our own skill, but God's. So think about that today as you read Acts 14, and then tomorrow we're going to shift gears and we're going to head into the book of James.